I'm Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Syria's conflict has touched an entire region. Lebanon houses over 1 million Syrian refugees, and there's some fear that Lebanon's new president will put action behind anti-refugee sentiment and force them to leave. Dale Dielman of 10 Schools International says either way, their goal won't change.
I really think that, you know, planting those seeds of hope and a future, a career even, in the minds of these students is really what keeps them going. They need to know that their life does not end in a refugee camp, but that there is a future beyond the camp. Even if they are sent back to Syria at some point or go to another host country, we want them to carry that hope with them.
And November is National Adoption Awareness Month in the United States. To get some insight, we spoke with Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothamer. He says the way we talk about adoption in our circles by using positive or negative terms is very important.
We hear that so-and-so, let's call her Mary, gave up her child for adoption, using that verbiage. Well, we would rather say that Mary released her child for adoption, because it connotes the idea of love and sacrifice and selflessness.
As Christians, we can actively champion the love found in adoption, especially since God calls us his adopted sons and daughters, too. Learn more about adoption and available resources by visiting the full story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. You can also join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.